Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today we learn Lesson 34. The key sentence is
柔らかくて美味しいです。
It's tender and delicious.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. After she went to a campus festival with Kenta, the two have come to a kaiten sushi restaurant, or a conveyor belt sushi restaurant. There, small plates of sushi move on a rotating conveyor belt, and customers can pick the sushi that they want when it goes by.
Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 34. The key sentence is
柔らかくて美味しいです。
It's tender and delicious.
あ、トロが来た。
トロって何ですか？
マグロのお腹の部分です。どうぞ。
いただきます。柔らかくて美味しいです。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Kenta's favorite kind of sushi comes round.
あ、トロが来た。
Oh, here comes トロ。
あ、
is an exclamation expressing a surprise. Kenta raises his voice as his favorite sushi has come around.
トロ
is the fatty part of a tuna, its belly.
が
is the particle indicating the subject.
来た。
To have come is the た form of the verb.
来ます。
To come.It indicates the perfect aspect, which means an action has been completed. To say politely, 来た becomes
来ました。
トロ is expensive, but it's also a popular item on the menu, isn't it?
Yes. Anna has never had トロ before, so she asks Kenta.
トロって何ですか?
What is トロ? If you don't know a word you've just heard, you can ask what it means,by first saying the word you don't know and then adding
て何ですか?
What is it?
何
is what?
です
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence. If you add
か
to the sentence and say it with a rising intonation, you can turn it into a question. You've learned it, right?
て何ですか? is an extremely useful phrase.
It sure is. Let's practice sayingWhat is トロ?
トロって何ですか?
Kenta answers.
マグロのお腹の部分です。
It's the belly part of a tuna.
マグロ
is a tuna.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
お腹
is the belly. The second の is also a particle linking nouns.
部分
means the part. This is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
This sentence has two の particles that link nouns, doesn't it?
マグロのお腹の部分 means the belly part of a tuna. Using more than one の particle, you can link two or more nouns one after another, using a noun in front to modify a noun after it. Kenta continues.
どうぞ。
Here you go. You say,
どうぞ。
When you encourage somebody to do something, Anna says,
いただきます。
Thank you for the food. Literally, I humbly eat or receive.
いただきます。
is what we say before we begin eating meals. After finishing eating, it is polite to say,
ごちそうさまでした。
Thank you very much for the feast. Anna has eaten トロ for the first time. How did she like it?
柔らかくて美味しいです。
It's tender and delicious. This is today's key sentence.
柔らかくて
is the て form of the adjective.
柔らかい
tender or soft.
美味しい
is an adjective meaning delicious. This is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
Not only verbs, but also adjectives have the て form, don't they?
Right.When you say two or more adjectives together, you use the て form of the first adjective to link it to the second adjective, So, in the case of 柔らかい and 美味しい, you change the first adjective 柔らかい to its te form. 柔らかくて and say 美味しい after it. Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 34 again. Today's key sentence is
柔らかくて美味しいです。
It's tender and delicious.
あ、トロが来た。
トロって何ですか？
マグロのお腹の部分です。どうぞ。
いただきます。柔らかくて美味しいです。
Now it's time for Teach Us Teacher, where Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned 柔らかくて, the te form of an adjective. I'd like to hear a little bit more about this in detail.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, if you want to modify something using two or more adjectives,You change the preceding adjectives to the te form. Now, let's talk about how to turn adjectives to the te form. You've learned that there are two kinds of adjectives, i adjectives and na adjectives. I adjectives are those that end with the syllable i, such as cheap or inexpensive.
安い.
To turn i adjectives to the te form, you change their ending iTo, くて, cheap,
安い,
becomes,
安くて,
happy,
楽しい,
becomes,
楽しくて.
The exception is,
いい,
good, it becomes,
よくて.
Na adjectives are those that take na when they modify nouns such as,
元気,
healthy, so a person is,
人
And a healthy person is
元気な人
Now, to turn na adjectives to the te form, you attach de at the end. Healthy
元気
becomes
元気で
If you want to say a healthy and cheerful person, cheerful is
明るい
So you say
元気で明るい人
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have Sound Words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today, we will introduce sound words for expressing the tastes of food.
あっさり。あっさり。
is a word for simple and lightly flavored food. We say, for example, this food tastesあっさり。The next word means opposite to あっさり。
こってり。こってり。
describes food that is rich in taste and often too oily or heavy. We say, for example, this ramen tastes こってり。In today's sound words, we introduced
あっさり
and
こってり。
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events in Anna's tweets.
今日は
We say いただきます before meals to offer gratitude to those who cook the meals. We also thank meat, fish, and vegetables, and those who raised and harvested such blessings of nature.Did you enjoy lesson 34? Today's key sentence was
柔らかくて美味しいです。
It's tender and delicious.
Next time, we'll tell you again about how they're doing at this sushi go round restaurant.
Join us again.
さようなら。